Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's that time of year where we get together with our families, holiday celebrations.
Yeah.
But they don't always go great.
No.
So while you're looking forward to these joyous occasions,
you don't even get invited to the joyous occasions.
If you try this one more time, this is the last time you're allowed to say that before I remove you from the studio. You have options and only one you're not invited to. So
I'll pull the audio.
Yes. Good God. We want to hear about your Thanksgiving fails. I mean, okay. It could be any holiday fail, but I feel like Thanksgiving is the one. Yeah.
There's an opportunity.
And at some other point in the next few days, we'll probably talk about like the kitchen side of the fails. We don't want your kitchen
turkey
ones.
Caught on fire or the oven broke.
Yeah. Don't even start. That's me.
Right. I'm so sorry.
We want the other fails where the weird pedophile uncle came and he wasn't invited.
Gosh.
You know what I mean?
Why'd you go there?
Because that's one, like, there's always that uncle, the one you don't want. It's like, the one who comes in with like a 24 pack of Natty Lights and just sits in the corner and then starts telling truth.
Yeah.
That guy.
Okay.
You know? Or here's the one that I remember, like, and I think it's Thanksgiving because there's football on Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of games.
For some reason, we start drinking in the morning.
During the parade.
Oh, yeah, I love the parade. It's the only good thing about Thanksgiving.
Some mimosas on the parade.
You do like the parade? Like,
yeah.
They are so misguided, Erica. I don't even know what to do.
I love the parade, but to like the parade and hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's weird. Of
he's a lesson in.
But
opposite.
I have kids. I get to go, oh, guys, Snoopy. And then they run in and then
your kids who've seen 3D animated versions of Snoopy care about a blow up Snoopy floating down Saks Fifth Avenue or whatever.
Well, it's not.
I know Saks. I put the Saks in there. And as I was seeing it, I realized, just let me make my point.
It's
Fifth Avenue.
Shut up. There's something fun about a giant balloon.
No, there's nothing. We are at odds. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Here's what I remember from my childhood. Like, creepy uncle who's drinking the case of Natty Light.
Okay.
We've watched some football. We're waiting on the food. There's not enough time. And then everybody goes, like, pickup game in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's got just enough testosterone. Mm-hmm. You've got a couple teenage boys who are like, this is my year to take Uncle Buck out, right?
Uh-huh.
You're going to try. And then it's
nobody's stretching.
And it's chilly.
I haven't stretched
it
in 30
chilly.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're just out there and like somebody does an up and out route and like burns Uncle Buck and then it's just a fist fight.
Oh,
it's like, oh God, for real? You've never had a fist fight at a family gathering?
No. But we've had a stabbing.
Oh my God.
Hello! Why am I still talking?
Well, I was going to be polite.
Let's go.
Actually, I was not there. So it was the one year that I was alone for Thanksgiving. I started telling you guys this a couple weeks ago, but I was alone for Thanksgiving. I don't remember why. My dad's in Florida with my stepmom and some of her family
and
their neighbors.
Florida! Let's go!
And this could be in Stupid Stories.
Okay.
So finally all the food's ready.
Okay.
It's time to carve the turkey. I'm trying to remember exactly how this happened.
Oh my God.
The neighbor is carving the turkey and a piece starts to fall off the countertop.
Okay.
At the same time that my dad goes to catch it, the neighbor moves his hand, stabs my dad because he's holding the knife, stabs my dad in the hand.
What?
Bad news. My dad does not do well with blood. It's marble floors. My dad then stands up, passes out. The EMTs are called. And it gets
worse. So he's bleeding out on the...
His hand's bleeding.
Had he been drinking?
Probably some Coors Light, but like, I don't think he had drink much.
Is your blood thin already? And like, so he's bleeding harder than he needs to be.
Well, and then he falls on marble floor and hits his head. The EMTs come and they're like, okay, man, you seem okay. We're going to stand you up. They stand him up. No one braces him. He passes out again and has to go to the hospital. And I get the call from my stepmom. So I'm alone crying, thinking this is it.
Which is better? Being there? Or
definitely being away.
Yeah. You, I mean, you're sad, but you had the best Thanksgiving.
Well, we probably would have had two on the floor passed out.
Yeah, because you didn't deal well with it either.
Yeah. Oh my God. We now call that neighbor. I don't think so, but that neighbor is now to this day called the butcher.
Oh my God. Erica, you are the perfect call for this.
Okay, great.
We need more stories like Erica. If you've had a terrible Thanksgiving, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
We talked about this recently, the night before Thanksgiving. The Wednesday, the night is Black Wednesday, Blackout Wednesday.
Oh, my God. That could absolutely contribute to your terrible Thanksgiving.
Sure, yeah. Well, the amount of times when you're back, because then I DJ. So that used to be, especially when I was back in Iowa, that was like the biggest night. You go back to your hometown, everyone's there, the bar is packed, and when I DJ, usually get a tab. I don't drink that much because I'm working, but...
Black Wednesday.
My wife gets on the tab.
Oopsie.
She's not working. She's with my buddies who I've known forever, and they're just having the best time. And then it's just the next morning when it's like time to eat. It's, well, getting her back home and you're like...
No, and then the whole house smells like food. Yeah. And you're just God. She's
sick. She's getting like the next morning. You're like, no, we're out late, you know, and having to just kind of play it off. Oh, she's just going to take a nap, I think. And My poor little sister at the time, like, what's going on? Like, we're fine.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
This is reminding me of a terrible Thanksgiving that I've never told this story before. So I was like the musician guy. I'm on the road and I come back to my hometown, Longmont, and did the Black Wednesday thing.
Yeah.
Got sideways as hell and met a nice young lady.
Oh, okay.
And I took her home and had relations and did the whole thing.
To your parents' home.
Yeah, things were real fuzzy at the time. So I just took her to the basement because that's what I didn't have a bedroom anymore. The moment I moved out of my house, they turned my bedroom into the computer room. So I didn't have any place to stay. So I slept on the couch in the basement and I put a futon down there. So I had something to pull out or whatever. So we did our thing or whatever. And then we wake up and it's like, she like nudges me in the morning and is like, there's a lot going on upstairs. I'm like,
because my parents are here and they're cooking.
No, my parents were cooking for everybody and we slept forever and the house is full. Now the stairs go straight to the back door, but the back door, the back door of the house.
So then she's gonna have to climb the fence to get out?
That's not my problem.
Oh my. Yeah. It kind of is.
But the back door.
You don't even know her name.
The back door. I do remember her name. The back door is also, there's just this, also the size, a door opening to the kitchen. So she's got to sprint. Pat, just get out the back door. All I got to do is get her out that back door, which I successfully did.
No way. No way. Yeah.
But most of the men were in the backyard.
Oh my God.
And I did not know that. And I could just hear her going, oh, hey, hi, how are you? And I'm just like,
And what? She didn't have Thanksgiving to get to with her family? Like, set an alarm!
She did eventually.
Set an alarm!
I did. There were alarms then. We didn't have phones. Like, I didn't have a clock radio at my parents' house, for Christ's sake. I was just doinking this girl. And she had to walk a shame past my uncle.
You know what that is?
What?
You know what that is?
What?
My worst nightmare.
Oh, right down. All right. If you've had a terrible Thanksgiving, by the way, sorry, Sam, for telling that whole story.
Wow. Yeah.
You had a lot to be thankful for.
303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing terrible Thanksgivings, and despite the fact that Erica's father almost bled out on the floor, she has said, I have another story.
Oh. Yeah, it's not quite as bad, but it is in that same house, and I'm starting to notice a pattern.
Okay.
Last Thanksgiving, we were all out there, me, Dane, my sister, her kids.
Okay.
We go to the yacht club. We go to Thanksgiving there. This isn't helping my case for all of you who called me spoiled.
We're trying to really redo your reputation on the show. But yep. Okay.
So we get home, and suddenly one of the children is wailing. My poor stepmom was wearing a little heel and accidentally stepped on his foot. And he was, inconsolable for a while. Okay. And then we'd be like, Cam, you okay? And he would go, Chirpy stepfoot.
Oh my God.
Because call my stepmom Chirpy. And then later I'm with Chirpy. Like, this is at Christmas now. We're FaceTiming with Cam. And I said, what's going on, Cam? You know, whatever. And he sees her in the background of FaceTime and says, Chirpy stepfoot.
Oh my gosh.
He's scarred for life.
Yeah, you know, he's stopped saying it now a year later, but there's always a chance.
You never know.
Back.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a stabbing tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody has to get stabbed.
Maybe I should get my dad out of that house this year. Yeah, huh?
Yes, it might be time. Did we get a text
before we go to calls? Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Always a creepy drunk aunt or criminal uncle. Had an uncle who was always in and out of prison. We never knew if he would be there or not. Kind of hoping he wasn't because he was such a weirdo.
Because the felon, we used to do a thing on the show called Felon at the Table.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there's just that one. They're not self-aware enough to know not to come. And then they just come, and then it drives everybody's alcohol consumption up.
Right.
Because you're like, oh my God, he's here and I don't want to talk to him. He's got the weird breath and he's always one of the kids to sit on his lap, and it's like
he was also a felon.
Yes,
right.
Did you see? We got another text just moments ago.
Oh,
they said
gosh.
They were deep. This is more of a kitchen one, but they were deep frying the turkey out back, only to go when they went to check on it to see a squirrel had fallen in.
That's good eating, though.
Needless to say, it turned into a sides Thanksgiving.
It's good eating. I'm not gonna lie. Yes. All right.
Ew, with hair and everything.
Yeah. No, the hair would fry off.
Where did it go?
It'd be in the turkey.
Yeah. You're right. Let's get to the phones. Trish?
Yay.
Yay.
Terrible Thanksgiving. What happened to you?
So my brother was coming home for Thanksgiving, and he was flying into Denver. And I took a nap on the day he was flying in. And then he sent me a text saying that I'm outside, you know, that he was outside. So I got up and rushed to go to the airport, only to find out that he was outside of his apartment. He hadn't even gone yet to the airport.
What?
What is?
Why would he text you he's outside? Well, that's not information you need. What?
You know what? Like, he deserved a kick in the shins for that.
He's like, I'm waiting for the Uber?
Which I guess
I don't know what he was doing, but I'm very mad he's not getting a Christmas gift this year.
She's still angry.
Okay.
I have the thing where when I wake up from naps, I have no idea what's going on. Maybe she read the text a little wrong.
Yeah. You end up at school on Saturday.
Right.
100%. We've all done that one. Okay. So it ruined everything for you.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Trish. Candy?
Yay.
Terrible Whoa. Thanksgiving. What happened?
Okay, so when I was younger, my parents split up, and they both moved on, and they both got together with new people. And they decided after a few years, they're like, okay, well, we need to all have Thanksgiving together, be adults, and get over it, and, you know, not ruin the holiday for their kids.
With the new spouses?
With the new boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
You can stop shaking your head. It's radio.
Sorry.
No.
Continue.
Okay, what happened?
So, you know, we all have Thanksgiving together, and everything's going fine, if not, like, a little too polite, you know, because they never expected to spend holidays together again. But lo and behold, there we were. And both my mom's boyfriend and my dad's girlfriend ended up leaving the table for some reason. And after a few minutes, we were like, huh, where are they?
No.
And my brother went into the kitchen and saw them making out.
Shut up.
What?
At least there's one happy couple.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So two people that never known each other before that day decided to just make out over.
Do you know how much wine is served at Thanksgiving?
And especially if you're in that position, you're like, I'm going to have a few to get through this.
I know, but you wouldn't hook up like
with just a stranger there. I think they had to have known each other.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I don't know the full story. My parents didn't tell me everything because I was still a kid at the time, but it was shocking.
Oh, yeah. I could see your parents getting tipsy and accidentally falling back into an old. These people are strangers, you guys.
Maybe they're still together. We don't know.
Are they still together?
I don't know.
Okay. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Like, what?
Yeah.
What do you even do in that situation?
Tell them to get out.
Yeah.
This is why divorced families shouldn't have. We don't need to all get together.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.
Time once again for... Yesterday was epic, the singing, right? Wasn't it?
Did Wasn't it a disaster?
Yeah, I remember laughing during it.
Yeah.
There was something... I think I was encouraging people in between. I don't remember what I was doing.
Like, yeah!
I was?
No, that was like an aggressive yell.
Just,
oh, it was like little
news.
Oh.
News.
No!
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 News.
No!
News.
No!
Yeah, yeah.
The real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I swear to God, I will put a note in my phone. I will get the stems for news or nope. I'll give them to you guys so you can do your remixes.
Okay.
If you want to just add to what we have, but I'll also give you one with no vocals on it.
Right.
And we can put it up on socials or wherever. If you guys want to do remixes of the theme, we'll have it somewhere like tonight.
Or you could email us and we'll just email it back.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's our email?
TheSlackerShow@alice1059.com.
Congrats.
Is that right?
My goodness, yeah.
I just had to use it.
What's our phone number?
Don't talk to me about that.
Trying to do a different person. You can host a morning show. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, sorry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Sorry. Sabrina Carpenter is heading to the movies. She's going to star as Alice in the live action Alice in Wonderland remake.
What are you grumpy about?
I don't know. I don't like it.
She's an actress.
She started as one.
Yeah. Wasn't there just an Alice in Wonderland?
There always is.
Yeah.
Movie?
And it was good. It has Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I thought Lily Rose Depp was Alice.
No.
What?
She was in a show.
Wait, so the one you're talking about, Tim Burton did? Because if Johnny Depp's in it, Tim Burton had to do it.
Most likely. I don't remember if Helena Bonham Carter is in it.
He was the Hatter. That one came out, I think, in 2010. Yeah.
Is there another one after that?
And I thought Lily Rose was.
Huh?
Just a little programming note for those of you new to the program. This is a little thing we do every day called News or Nope, where we give you actual news stories, but not in a way that Lester Holt would do it. More like if Lester Holt was in a big, bad car accident and had permanent brain damage.
I don't think so.
See?
There's a Through the Looking Glass movie, maybe, but I think there's a character named Lily. I don't know that it's Lily Rose Depp.
All right, well.
Is that what you're seeing, too?
Yeah, but all I'm saying is, isn't she a little bit on the...
Oh, what are you about to say?
She's just not the type to play Alice.
She's too sexy?
Yes.
But she was on Girl Meets World.
Right. But
so
it's
fine.
It's like trying to put the genie back in the bottle. You can't put...
Alice Through the Looking Glass is the 2016 one. That's the one with Johnny Depp.
You can't put Miley Cyrus back into Hannah. Right?
You can't put her back. No, you cannot.
She could strip down, no makeup. I mean, not literally.
No, not
like,
anymore.
No makeup, put a wig on.
Now she smoked too many Marlboro Reds. Like, she's got this, dude, her voice screams, I've smoked a ton.
She smoked a lot.
So, like, I'm saying you can't put her back into the innocence bottle. Like, she can't go back to Alice.
Okay. I think she could.
I bet she could.
Yeah.
And Sabrina's still young.
Good evening.
Thank you.
If you
have not seen this viral moment, you definitely need to just look up Scott Kelly.
Has anybody found him yet?
Yes, I don't know.
I saw he commented on the TikTok.
Okay, so there was a TikTok posted, and a girl was at the Jonas Brothers concert, and the video is showing the Jonas Brothers, and then the person in front of her. And he's looking at a resume of a man named Scott Kelly. And
have you seen this act?
I did, yeah.
But it says, Scott Kelly, your resume was being reviewed at the Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Good luck. Then every brand, every Jonas Brother, every celeb commented on it being like, Oh yeah, Scott Kelly, good guy. He taught me how to swim. Scott Kelly, he taught me
he
the
does
ABCs.
My taxes.
This
yes.
dude is set yeah. for life.
Yes.
But he has okay, so
but we think he has been found.
Mike,
and I think he got the job.
Oh, that's even well, the company who hires him needs to respond.
Yeah.
And play into this.
Totally.
Why were you market? Checking resumes at the
well,
Jonas Brothers
it.
Concert?
If it's a CEO with his daughter? For sure.
I'm sorry. The first time I went to the Jonas Brothers concert, it was for my daughter. I wasn't really a fan. You're like one song in, you're in. Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
Like I couldn't have like looked up stories for right, stupid dress. Stories. You're yeah. just,
oh, that was Nick's comment. Scott Kelly inspired me to write the line "Red Dress."
Hilarious.
It's so good.
Scott Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, what if someone texted you a resume and was like, this is urgent, can you check this out and let me know if I can interview him? That's when you would be doing it.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, who's creepier, him checking the resume or the person behind him taking pictures of what he's doing on his phone?
I think she was videoing the Jonas Brothers and then was like, what the heck? And started to video him.
I guess.
It's all creepy, yeah. but
yeah.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was just surprised at so many brands. Like, we didn't know Scott Kelly. And a lot of people are like, he's the best. And you're like, we don't know him.
But
we do not know him. Like, is he the guy who grabbed the ball from a fan at a game? Like, there's so many people that I...
Also, Scott Kelly could be any Scott Kelly.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, how do we know which one? I mean, if...
That's true.
His resume's on the thing, so we could probably look up... If you zoom in, can you see some of his references or anything on the thing?
It's pretty small, but detailed. Probably.
Huh. All right, go get him, Scott Kelly.
Yeah.
All
right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hillary Duff back in the news.
Yes.
I have a new strategy here on News or Nope.
He knows. Mm-hmm. He knows that he can't.
I'm opposite of doing the N-O-P-E word to
okay.
you.
So you are pandering to them.
Yes, I've learned a lesson. If I don't, I get nope.
It's National Red Hair Day and Cool Blonde Chicks from California Day.
So Hillary Duff has a new song out called Mature.
Yes.
And a lot of people say the rumor started that song's actually about her relationship with Joel Madden. When they dated, when Hillary was 19, the Good Charlotte musician was 28. Now, Joel, Matt, why do I want to say Joel? It's Joel, right?
Joel.
Joel Embiid is throwing me off. He's a basketball player. Joel, Matt, see, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to get on the side.
You're doing great.
How to end this?
Nicole Richie is now married to him. They posted a photo together. Nicole and Hillary did.
Yes.
Commenting.
They're friends.
They're friends saying like, well, I wouldn't call us mature, but it's not about him. Like they've moved past it. It's not about their relationship.
It's just about creepy guys who date girls who are way too young.
Okay.
That still kind of felt like at towards me somehow.
The nope ban is over after today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
I don't want to admit this because this means I'm terrible at my job, but did anybody in here have a clue that was going to happen last night?
No, not in the slightest.
We were so out of the loop for people who are always so in the loop.
Yeah. The entire Slacker Show research team has been
let go.
They've been let go.
Good. Wow.
And you rehired?
No.
Were you rehiring again?
We are currently looking. You have to be able to look at the sky, apparently.
You got
to
know what's
good help is hard to find.
Ahead of time.
Yeah. How did we miss it completely?
I just went out to dinner real quick and all of a sudden it's like boop, boop. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, sure you did.
It's 7. You don't know how to just let me finish.
I'll never mention it again. Until
tomorrow. Went out to a very long dinner. I haven't been.
I winked at it. I'm done.
Say it like Kanye.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Thank you. my phone's blown up and it's like neighbors, it's relatives, and they're like, go outside, go outside. I'm like, is something happening outside of Tai Tai right now? Because I'm like,
or outside of your house.
Right, I'm like, what the hell is going on? And
well, like, I'm offended. I didn't get a single text message. Not a single person told me, get your butt outside.
What?
Do you think you could see it from where you live? I don't know. In what, Inglewood, technically?
Inglewood, yeah. So I'm like real, like city.
Light pollution mm-hmm. may have prevented you from seeing
it. But we would
have
popped in the car and gone somewhere.
What, Erica, how is that possible? I don't want to make you even.
Do you have text?
Yeah, I got pictures.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a lot of friends here yet.
No, from dudes. Dudes were texting me pictures of them. Friends with women.
Not a single person thought to be like,
but her
go
friends
outside.
Are in other states where I don't think you could see it as well.
I have at least four people.
From here.
Who should have texted.
Well, let's call them out by name. Number one.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
That. They're such
Sheila.
Kind people.
Sheila's one of them.
Who the heck is
Jennifer?
Sheila? Nope.
Jennifer, that piece of hell.
You're a strikeout.
Rachel.
I only saw one of these four people that I would have expected to hear from post about it.
Okay. But they didn't hit you.
Oh no.
My gosh.
I can't believe you were getting texts from men.
Yeah. I got four of them. Waz, shout out Waz. He sent two. Raj sent one.
So Raj knew, even though he doesn't live here.
Yeah, but yeah, Raj is farther north, so I bet he got a better show.
Is it not just here? None of my friends are here. I thought you could just see him. You can only see him here.
There's a map where you can see where you can see it. Has anybody got that pulled up? Like,
no.
So like last night. So there's different waveforms of this light that you can see. There's the red, there's the green, there's blue.
Like pink and blue.
17 states.
Could see it last night.
Yep.
So I don't think, like, as much as the meteorologist or whomever predicts this sort of thing likes to pretend they're on top of their game, I don't feel like they knew it was going to be that badass last night.
Yeah. No, I saw a TikTok after it went crazy on social. So it was like 9 p.m. I saw a TikTok and the guy was like, tomorrow is the big day. And people are commenting like, I was just outside for hours.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, okay, today was a day. But the good news is it seems that it may be visible again tonight.
Yeah, but look outside right now, you guys. There are little things that we like to call clouds.
But they're not that bad.
Dude, I don't think we're going to see it tonight. And the other thing is the pink dipped down into Colorado hard last night. And if you look at the map, the pink doesn't really come down as far. The one I saw this morning, the pink is only kind of up by like Fort Collins and stuff. Yeah. We're kind of in the green, and then the green is more on the horizon, I think.
Mm.
It says like, but even if you can't see it, your camera can.
Right.
So you can just, if you have a tripod or you can just lean your camera on something and leave it alone, put it either on time lapse or put it on like a crazy long exposure.
Yeah, I think last night was the big night.
It was?
But yeah.
It says that there is still a chance
to see them tonight. But yeah, it's just less.
Okay.
But you got to just look north. So you got to get somewhere where you can look north and have no light pollution in your way.
Okay.
So.
And then are we texting Erica? Or who's going to do that?
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems. I had to mansplain to somebody recently why we play the music we play underneath it. It's OPP, Naughty by Nature. You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, that's other people's problems. OPP, you get it?
Yeah.
I only know of that song and band because they came in once to a radio show I did.
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to talk about that or should we talk to this person?
No, let's talk to this person.
Let's talk to Gail. Her and her husband are having some issues in the bedroom.
Oh, for the love.
I don't know if we're mature enough for this.
We can do this,
I know,
guys.
For a fact we're not.
Hold hands. We can do this.
Okay, Gail.
Yay.
How do we help you?
Yeah, so I know you made it sound very sexy, you know, that it's in the bedroom, but it's not really. I need you to help him get off my back. My husband is obsessed with me getting more sleep, and he started focusing on biohacking. He won't stop talking about how important sleep is. He takes melatonin some nights, gummies some nights. He's make sure he's tracking the certain amount. I mean, he's just driving me nuts. He's so annoying.
You don't want sleep?
He sounds like every person I know.
I don't need that much sleep, and he's trying to change my habits, and I, you know, I've been doing fine.
How much sleep do you get? Do you get?
So I only need like 4 hours, and I'm good to go. Ever since we had kids, I just don't need that much sleep.
Hey, Gail.
I have stuff to do.
You should ask the judge permission to treat the witness as hostile. Because
like, nightly? 4 hours?
Total four.
Maybe four and a half is probably the optimal.
And you haven't gotten into car wrecks recently or,
fell asleep
in the pickup. I don't know if you have kids. But, oh, wait, you said you have kids.
Three kids all under the age of 12, and ever since, well, when I got pregnant, because, you know, then you have to pee every 5 minutes at night, I haven't had more than 4.5 hours sleep in 12 years.
Gail, I mean, I would like to take a moment and have a round of applause for you, because that is the untold side of motherhood. Like, your sleep is, it's girl interrupted.
4.5.
Okay, but yeah, also, you don't have to do that anymore. You're not waking up and feeding, right?
No. But my husband has no idea how much I get done at night when he's in bed and early in the morning. Like, I don't know why everyone is obsessed with sleep. And I never remember my parents sleeping.
You have no idea how much you're going to die. sleep is the number one, every single thing in your life.
Yeah.
You want to lose weight? You better get some sleep.
I feel like we had less issues when my grandparents were younger.
You want pretty skin? You better get some sleep. You want happiness? You better get some sleep.
Okay. I just want to say this. If Tiak is on Gail's side, all your arguments are shot.
Because he does
probably more work than anybody we know. His skin is effing flawless.
I never said anything about work.
His hair, it flows like a stallion.
You know what? He's also a man who probably washes his face three times a year.
No. Like, listen, I'm on your side, but we're not going to divide this down. Okay. Gail, let me get a phone number in here. 303-222.
I know there's other people like me. Okay. There has to be.
They're okay.
Oh, I know some.
303-222-5423. You can text or call. I just want to say, when you started this, I felt it was our mission to talk to your husband about a little mind your own business.
Yeah.
Now, and we'll take calls on that. Now, my focus has switched to trying to explain to you about your mitochondria and the flushing of cells that happens at night. And it only happens once you get into that deep sleep. And if you're just getting this punk ass REM crap that like you're barely under.
You go into REM for like 12 seconds.
Yeah, you're not getting.
If you want her to sleep more, you're boring her to death.
Good. This is good. Yeah, you should remember this conversation and sleep.
You're fine. Once you're up, you're up.
Okay, so
what is this? Everyone's always all tired all the time. Once,
yes.
Once you're up, you're just up. Like, I get it. The alarm goes off, tired, and then you're awake.
And then
you just
sleep.
Do the day, and then you go to bed, and then I don't like sleeping.
You can't live on 4 hours of sleep, Hack.
She's at 4.5 on average.
Yeah, 4.5. So here's the other thing. So I go to yoga 3 days a week where I do a meditation and we do Shavasana, so you're really like,
awesome.
You know, you're resting your head,
it's not
you're resting
replacing.
Your mind. Doesn't that count?
No.
You're awake. I understand. I'm not going to talk politics, I swear to God, but we all on our social feeds are fed what we already believe. Mostly.
Right.
It's self-confirming stuff. So I'm just saying, I'm a little like her husband, and I am a little bit of a biohacker. The amount of information I'm fed on the daily basis about how Eric is kind of right.
So
you're killing yourself,
right,
Gail.
And you're wrong.
But
maybe
Gail.
I'm right, you're wrong.
I want to make something clear. I don't get anything on my Instagram about sleep. I get information about sleep from doctors, my trainer. Like, that's where I'm getting info on sleep. Gail is a lot like my in-laws, who I love, and they raised the person that I'm going to marry, and they're wonderful. But sometimes I look at them and I'm like, guys,
go to bed.
And they're like in their 30s and going to die soon, or are they?
Hack, when you start taking that sarcastic tone, you won't speak.
They've got to be older than 30.
Do you remember your parents?
Oh, right, because they could possibly make it into their 70s. I'm going to come 70. Over and punch you.
I was going
to
say 60s.
I don't think, to be fair, I don't think that they were always like this, but they're like this now. And they're like, why go to bed when we can party? And I'm like, I love you guys, but I want to go to bed so that I can live.
Right. Now, do you guys ever remember your parents like sleeping all the time? No, they were out.
Never. I don't
know. But they went to bed early.
No, I mean, my parents definitely survived on 5 or 6.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. A lot better. Yeah.
My dad,
and
for sure.
And they were much healthier back then.
My dad's up and at the YMCA 5 a.m. every day. No matter how late my game was the night before, that's...
Yep.
I've never heard my dad say, I'm tired. Now that I think about it, not once.
But you can also understand...
I've seen him cry once. Okay. I've never seen him say,
I'm tired. I want you to hear me. You can also understand, while he's a very strong and brave man, that he could have taken better care of himself by sleeping more.
He could have. We're just jumping on the husband. We don't even know Gail. Like, she's not exhibiting any sort of issues or any. Her husband's just got this new kid.
I'm in great
and is like,
shape.
You need to do
I'm
what I do. Shape. And Gail's like, no, I don't.
Okay, Gail, how much coffee do you drink in a day?
Good question.
I only have 6 ounces of coffee in the morning.
You're doing something to get it.
Wait, is it espresso?
Yeah,
you're 6 ounces of
espresso. True. I drink a lot of coffee.
No, I don't.
Come over there and kick your shins.
What, did she say shin?
I hope. Yeah, shins.
Okay. Gail, here's what we're going to do. I think what you want out of this, like, I don't think.
Is somebody to agree with me.
Right. And you have TAC. So if that's all you want, you've already won and you can go on with your happy, sleepless life.
That would be enough for me, Gail.
If you're looking for full lines here at the radio station of people going, go Gail, the rest of society is weak, we'll see if we can get that for you. Or I want you to listen and be open to more people like your husband, like myself, like Erica, like Aaron, who are like, dude, this is radically unhealthy. Okay. You're willing to at least just live. But if we get full life, hey, if all the people who don't sleep are so ready for life, they should already be calling, right?
There is. Right. I don't set an alarm.
And it's your people are asleep already.
Telling me.
In bed.
Not yet.
Okay. They're going to Wendy's for the chili, and then they'll be home in bed.
Okay. Okay. Gail, hang on.
Special.
Hang on, Gail. What? Okay.
I'm getting hyped.
Are you guys getting
about 4 hours of sleep?
No.
Yeah, if I'm a night owl, then I make it up. Like, then I'll try. I'll be a night owl on a night where I know I don't have to wake up. If I have to wake up and take my daughter to school and get the dogs all set and the whole thing, then I'm in bed by 10 o'clock at the latest, man.
I think as a parent, you have to do a lot of parenting stuff no matter what, almost every day. I mean, your kids are a little older, but mine. And so if I want some time to myself, sometimes that's after everyone's gone to bed. That's the time it is. And what is more important to my health? Having a little time to do what I enjoy and what I get, like, I just have the time to do whatever, or to sleep an extra hour.
Sleep.
I disagree.
Sleep.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
There are doctors.
Quick, everyone, medical degrees in the middle. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you are crazy
today.
No, there aren't any. That's weird.
Okay. He's crazy today.
I just haven't slept. I'm insane.
Honestly? Yeah.
I'm not a violent person.
No, but you're feeling it.
100%. His condescension is at a 12.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, I'm with you. Yeah. You know we what? Slept, I'm on your side. Okay. Yes.
I'm up reading the dictionary.
Loser.
Gail sleeps 4 to 4.5 hours a night. Her husband is concerned. TAC, with his medical degree that doesn't exist, thinks it's okay. Are we intervening?
Her husband's just like, get on board with what I'm doing. And I don't, if it's vegan, if it's sleeping, no matter what it is, you get to make your own decision.
Mm-hmm. Is her husband right? Or is TAC right? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 1059. Okay. We're dealing with Gail's OPP. I am trying to count to 10. Because TAC, dude.
You're not counting sheep?
Dude, I'm dead serious. You better not get off. You better not get off. Look at my face.
I don't
face.
Like it when you yell at it.
Look at my face.
I gotta like
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's your thing. Got it.
Gail gets 4.5 hours of sleep a night. I was saying 4, and Tiak will not stop going 4.5. And it's like, okay, that extra 30 minutes really setting the world on fire. 4.5 hours of sleep a night. Her husband, who loves her, who wants to spend the rest of his life with
who's
her.
Who's done research?
Yeah, like, yes. And he's like, please sleep more. And she's like, eh, I don't need it. I don't need it. And it's like, so then I'm just sitting here remembering Tiak going, medical degrees in the middle. Like,
well, I have a biochem degree text.
You do? From so somebody who has a biochem degree?
I'm going to take their degree and I'm going to put it in the middle.
Okay, and what did the biochem degree text say?
They said, I have a degree in biochemistry and she's flat out wrong. Your body only releases certain hormones at night, which are needed to repair your cells and deal with the stressors of the day.
Okay, Erica, thank you for reading that text. You're because right. That says the people who are listening understand what I was trying to say, what you're trying to say, and they've texted in. Now we have phone calls we're going to get to. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the phone calls and it appears that TIAC has taken phone calls from one particular type of person and one particular
yeah,
type of person.
Yeah, we needed a third party
only.
To take them.
Like, you being the guy who screens the calls, you're telling me you took calls on our side or you only take calls on your side.
You can read more of the texts if you want. If you want to cherry pick the one from the biohazard degree, whatever that guy's from.
I would
read
love
more
to.
Of the text.
Give me a minute to scroll.
Okay.
A lot of people agree.
David?
Hi.
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 Oh, this is your people. Just want you to know, Tiak. Go ahead, David. What do you think?
They're so tired
about
they
Gail's
forgot
problem?
To say yay.
Yeah.
I think her husband should mind his own business. I average 4 hours a night. I go to bed at 9 o'clock every night. I get up about 10:30. I'm up for 2 more hours, and then I go back to sleep and get up at 5 every morning.
Okay,
bro, your brain is busted. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Why don't you just sleep through?
What?
I recently found I also have ADHD, so that probably explains it.
So unfortunately, that falls under the brain busted category.
Right.
But what are the side effects you're experiencing, David?
Yeah,
I'm serious. If he doesn't
you guys
stop
are just making up. You're like you're dying. I think he sounds fine. Sounds like he just does this every day. You're
family,
fine, right, David?
My siblings were the ones that slept 8 hours a night or longer, and it annoyed everybody else in my family that I pop out of bed like a piece of toast out of a toaster, and am cheerful toast. All the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't drink coffee in the morning. I don't do any caffeine.
David, I'm just saying it's not healthy.
I used to be like.
Well, see, that's
David.
What I talked to my doctor about. And my doctor said everybody has their own sleep patterns. He goes, they try to force the sleeping thing on you. But
no,
he goes,
they don't.
You sleep but what you sleep.
No. Okay. Thank
I'm
you, David.
Shocked. I am shocked.
I literally.
I'm going to hurt him, though. You said I can't, but I'm going to.
I know. The other day, I was talking to the trainer I work with, and I was like, I'm getting really frustrated. And she said, the number one thing
is
make sure you're getting enough sleep.
Yes.
Enough for you.
It's never enough.
We're old. Okay. Sam.
Yeah. What's
yeah.
What, do you have advice for Gail, or are you just going to be another one of TX sycophants?
You know what? I'm not going to say that Gail is right or wrong with 4 hours of sleep. I think I land around 6 hours a night, and I look at people who get 8 hours a night as kind of spoiled, and if you get a minute over 8 hours a night, I'm looking at you as a lazy person. And,
Sam, let's shame people for restoring their cells.
Yeah. Nope, get to it. Get up. Let's go. I'm with you.
Get up,
I'm
let's
with you,
go.
Sam.
There's a lot of really productive people. Some of the most successful people in the history of humanity operate on 4 hours of less.
And they all died young. All of them. They did.
I don't know when they died, but they did
that
it.
That seems. How do I possibly refute all of them?
thank you, Sam.
You may have got me there. I can't say none of them.
Jen.
Yes.
If you're on no sleep side, I'm calling the authorities. But what do you think?
I'm no sleep side. I mean, I get 5 hours a night, six if I'm really lucky. But
I function better with less sleep.
No, you don't, mm-hmm. Jen.
You're working hard, Jen.
You have gaslit yourself.
Yes. Thank you, Erica, for finally finding the words. That's it. Yeah. You're all like, I'm better like this. It's like somebody going, I drive better when I'm buzzed. No, you don't.
I don't want to go that far.
You're saying something that you don't know the other side. Like, Jen, you haven't slept for eight hours.
She said one sentence to you two, and you're like, your brain is broken.
Jen,
like, you don't know these people.
This is not directed at you.
No, it's not, Jen. I'm very sorry.
This is directed at T-Hack.
You are his new little sister because you've taken up the wrong side. Thank you, Jen.
Poor Jen.
Emily?
Yay.
Oh, listen. Okay. All right.
There may have been a yawn.
That was from the lack of sleep.
What do you think?
So I'm siding with Gail. I think that I'm probably on the 5 hours too, because I have lots of stuff that I have to do after the kids go to sleep. And like, I want to watch my shows. I want to do stuff for me. And it's the time that like the house is the quietest.
Emily.
And so I know I should go to bed.
I love that you're taking me time.
Yeah.
But
Emily, go to bed.
Are you sick?
Well, like I said, I'm losing my voice. Well, I'm a teacher too, so like I've been screaming at kids probably all week long.
That's why you need more sleep.
You need more sleep.
She's fine. She's doing great.
She's not fine. She's at the door.
She's barely
She's knocking
on
at death's door.
I think she's amazing for everything she does. But Emily, go to bed.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have been waiting for this part of the show. I think Eric is finally ready to talk about it.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know what to do. This potentially is the last day of the Slacker Show in its current form.
What?
What the? Oh my God, that was close. What is?
Did you almost hit him with your car?
Nope.
Oh,
I do.
What is wrong with you?
Right. Before you asked that, I was going to say I need a preface. There's definitely something wrong with
me. There is.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So I get to work. I get all my things out of the car, including my lunchbox, and.
Okay, this is me winning hack over on whatever. It doesn't even matter what you say next.
Her
ginormous lunchbox.
Yeah.
It started with like, I'm just going to open a can of soup and warm it up at work.
Okay, well,
now she rolls in with a Yeti cooler.
It's like a backpack.
It's ridiculous.
It's not
how much
a backpack size.
It's like you're working in the mines or something. You're like, I got my lunch mail and I'm not coming up to Bill Supper.
A little wild.
Bit. A little bit.
Okay.
So I got all my things out of my car, and as I start walking, I was like, oh my gosh, there's Slacker. But he's
oh my gosh, there's Slacker walking into the same building that we both work at.
Almost go time, but this is rare. I don't walk in with any of you almost ever. So you're just too far away for me to go, hey, you're just too far away for that. So
okay,
then
just stop your story right there. Okay. Stop your story right there. You see me walking into work. Let's pretend, T-Hack. Mm-hmm.
Well, did this happen recently?
No, I will say, one time I'm walking across the parking lot and J-Hole comes up and remember he honked at me?
Yes.
Yes.
So at least I
and
didn't
then
do
I
that.
Scared the pants off of the maintenance people and our chief engineer.
That's right.
I ruined like four lives that day.
That's right. And a sandwich.
Oh my God, that's right.
It's a big domino effect. It was a mistake. Don't honk behind Slacker.
So in this instance, you're going to find out how warped she is, but like, whose instinct is it to honk your horn behind somebody walking?
I mean, it's pretty funny.
I had the front of my car almost touching the back of your legs, too.
That's
I
was not like, funny.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So I spent the entire walk, I parked pretty far back, so it was a good walk. I spent the entire walk thinking, okay, I've got options here. Do I yell, hey, Slacker? Do I do nothing?
She told me this next one in the elevator, and it's just she and I in the elevator. And have you ever just prayed that the elevator cable breaks? Because like, if I die, yeah, that's bad. But at least I end that. Whatever.
Oh,
what you're about to hear is why Erica needs to die.
Oh my gosh.
That was too far.
No, listen.
The next option that I almost did was... bark.
What?
I thought.
What?
What shake Slacker's day up more than me going, oh, 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 behind him? And I didn't do it.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, let's unpack this whole thing. We all have intrusive thoughts sometimes.
Yeah.
We have the little things.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
What I ultimately did was take a picture of you and send it to the group.
I think it's great. But
it was better than you walking into work. You're feeling good. You're just on a jive.
I wasn't feeling good. Behind
you. I would have been nervous to do that because sometimes Slacker has his AirPods in. So then I would just be barking at myself.
Look, it crossed my mind.
Okay.
But there was no one else around. Okay. So that's why, not normal?
Why stop at dog? What's wrong with cow?
That feels like I'd be calling him fat.
I just don't. Who?
What? What do you do in that situation? That's my real question.
Couple things. Shut the. Do nothing and just walk into work like a human.
But it's weird because you're close enough that I should say something.
But I wasn't, Erica. I wasn't.
Did you see him while you were still in your car?
No. It was okay. Like I got out of the car and then I was like,
oh,
Slacks!
There he is.
Right, screen, like say Slacks. That's something very few people like call me, mm-hmm. unless you're in the circle.
Me.
Oh my God, I just said the Slacks thing, and you know what's going to happen? Because I've said it on the air one other time, and now there's people who use it to try to get my attention and pretend. And then I'll turn because I think it's one of you guys, and it's not. And we
well, they could try barking.
We have a like bag it. Drop on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I like this.
No.
I like
no!
this. I like
no,
it.
No. Do not call me that. You
well,
can call
I was
me that. You can call
say,
me Slacks.
First person to bark, maybe we give them something special.
Like what? A bag? We're giving her
dog treats.
A hug?
I will go into King Supers. We're going to the King Supers at 104th and Chambers. This is in the reunion hood.
This is like your King Supers,
yes,
right?
This is my King
not
Supers.
To disclose where you live.
I know. Oh my God, there's going to be people screaming Slacks and barking at me. King Supers, 104th and Chambers. Mm-hmm. If you bark.
Maybe you get a poppy.
I'm going to just give them dog treats.
Okay. All right. So if you've got a dog and you bark at Slacker.
So if I went in and bought a big bag of dog treats.
Oh, so for everyone who barks gets some?
Yeah. Just like you come home and I'll give you just one dog treat.
Oh my.
This okay, here's the thing.
Thing.
Do we know
ever...
what tickets Vicky has for us at this one?
No.
And last time we were wrong, so.
I know, we're like, hey, come get your Pentatonix tickets, and it was Need to Breathe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So a good ticket. We'll have your chance to win a good pair of tickets. Yeah. Can we say that?
This right here, what you're listening to is a well-oiled machine. Yes, some sort of concert ticket. The rare and elusive Slacker Show bag. We're there from 9 till the bags are gone.
Sure, yeah, so get there early.
9 o'clock. 9 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Is this guy, where is this at? I don't know. It doesn't matter. This dude is kind of going viral for telling his in-laws who are coming to town that when they get to town for any holiday, it doesn't matter, that they can't sleep in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
He has
a reason.
These are her parents, because when they go visit her parents, they're not allowed to sleep together.
And we're certain that they're married.
That's what this says.
I don't ever read the whole
actually,
story.
Husband says he was told by his in-laws. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No sleeping in the same bed as your wife when you visit. So yes, they are married.
That's crazy.
I agree.
I'm going to say this. I've been allowed to sleep in the same bed with people I'm just kind of casually boinking.
And your parents know that?
No, I mean, well, like when I was dating my now ex-wife or whatever, we'd go to Brazil. They're like, yeah, here, go get after it.
Well, I hope they didn't say.
Well, kind of. They said in Portuguese.
There is a get after it attitude sometimes, especially when you want grandkids. There's like a.
But we weren't married.
Ooh.
Are you allowed to sleep? You're not married?
I'm not married yet. No.
And you visited his parents and your parents, right?
Yeah.
And?
I'm the last child of four. they don't even remember we're there sometimes. Like, absolutely no one cares in our household. When we visited his parents, yes, we could stay in the same room, but it was definitely uncomfortable.
Why?
And never forget. So they spend their time in Michigan and Florida. Lovely people. If their friends are listening, all good here. But they have twin beds in Florida. So actually, what? We didn't stay in the same bed.
You're trying to say this is a thing, a Florida thing?
No. They specifically have
people in Florida, that's just what they do, you know?
No.
Those Yahoos down south, they just only do twin beds. What?
Twin beds.
Let's go! Sorry. I wasn't ready. Now I got you.
Florida!
Let's go!
What a turn this took.
Okay, sorry.
His parents have a guest bedroom at their place in Florida. It has twin beds, and they have no intention of changing that. And I'm like,
do you push them together?
No, it's like we're always there for like two nights or three nights. So it doesn't really make sense to go through all the manual labor.
All the manual labor.
Okay.
I think you're going to do more.
Okay. No. Yes, we're done there.
It'd be worth it for me.
I don't like speaking ill of anybody, particularly my future in-laws. It drives me bonkers.
The twin bed thing?
Twin bed. I'm like, first of all, we're grown adults.
Yeah, and who are they having there that...
Because it's not like they have grandkids. He's an only child.
Right.
Who are the twin beds for?
Who can give you grandkids?
Who are the twin beds for?
It's just, I think when they bought... It's like a condo, so when they bought the condo, the twin beds came with it, I believe. I could be wrong on some of this.
Uh-huh.
And they just never thought...
Okay, that's weird.
I really hope we don't get there next time. And they're like, well, we heard on the radio, so here's a queen bed. You know?
Why would you be? That'd be great. You're getting what you wish for.
It would be lovely. And our first year dating was the first time I went out there and met them. We had been apart a full month and had to sleep in twin beds.
I'm sorry. It's going to take a lot more than a twin bed to keep me away.
I don't know if it's for that. Also, a condo is too small to do anything.
Come on. You haven't seen each other in a month? You're going to find a way.
Yeah, we had been somewhere prior.
The airport?
I'm doing the math.
We did.
The Uber?
A night elsewhere. So it wasn't a full month, but it was like the only time we were seeing each other for the month. It was a whole thing. Okay. I hate the twin beds. I hate them.
Okay. But like, so you, would you though? Would you
twin bed?
No, so there are some people. Like I remember going. I was dating somebody, and we went to her parents' house, and like we were in her bed, and they like left it. So it was like very much a teenage bedroom, and it feels weird to do
grown up
things with the Tiger Beat poster in the back. You know what I mean?
I would not do it in the room with the twin beds because it also feels like
But
going to take a lot more than a Tiger Beat poster to stop me.
Aren't you worried about like anyone hearing anything? Like even if you're being real quiet, like there's just...
There is a point where it's just...
But you are married. Isn't it expected at some point? Like, or
it's
I should
expected,
say especially
but
if you're
I don't want to be hearing it.
I'm a weird... If you have a problem with it, I welcome that conversation. Let's talk about it at breakfast. You're not gonna. They're not gonna. They're never gonna talk about it, so who cares?
Yeah, but okay.
They're not gonna bring
it
up.
Here's my problem because...
Crazy.
No, I'm on his side, but I also... I don't want it to be awkward. Like, if you and AHAC, like, your kids were somewhere there at summer camp, and you and AHAC came to my house, and Tequila Hack made a rare... an elusive appearance, and you just got sideways.
Okay.
And you guys are like, can we crash here? I'm like, absolutely. Spare bedroom is mi casa es su casa. Get after it. There's a presumption on my part, especially after this conversation, because it's going to take a lot to take me away from you. Like, he's just like, it's going to take more than twin beds and a Tiger Beat poster to keep me off of AI.
I'd love for you to see these twin beds, because...
No, but so I have a regular bed in my spare bedroom. Would you get after it at my house?
Yes. Yes.
I'm actually okay with it, but would you try to keep it, like... within the decibel range of not...
Sure, sure. I agree. Like, don't go... You don't need to be overboard. You're not bragging about what's going on.
It sounds like you kind of want to, though.
Like, when we're going to my mom's soon. the bedroom is sharing a wall.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any funny business. Mom, if you're listening, turn it off.
No, no, for real.
Yeah.
Which room? How long are you there for?
4 nights.
No, come on. Come on. Let's all be adults here.
Yes. Wait. Do you think they're... So your parents, your mother and your stepfather,
right.
Do they shut it down for those four nights?
I don't... I literally can't call my mom now today because I can't even address this.
You got to coordinate with America.
I cannot address this.
10:23, you go, I go.
But don't you think when you're sharing a wall, it's just like a mood
just
killer.
Just be quiet and don't put the headboard on that wall. That's the key.
It's you can not. Still hear the headboard.
That's right. Thank yeah. you, Aaron.
Stand up.
Okay.
Yeah. Gonna take a lot more than a headboard to stop me.
Gosh, how did we get here?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have been living a lie.
No one believes your name is actually Slacker.
No.
What?
And this is going to be the moment. I'm not going to devote a ton of time to it. I want to come out. Like, this show is about...
You want to do what?
No. I want to come out with this lie and just be done with it, okay? I say all the time this show is about honesty. We've had very real, raw moments on this show. Mm-hmm. We're also very goofy, whatever. But we, like, and we... Nobody tears it. Like, all your angry texts that you sent in about Erica, trust us.
Yeah.
We're way meaner to her than you
are. So true.
Yeah. We're way ahead of you. We've already said everything you're saying.
But in case there's...
You gotta up your game.
Right. In case there's something we haven't said, 303-222-5423. Just send your text in.
We should do a roast soon. Sorry.
Soon, yeah.
No, hey. No. I'm going to say this. You've derailed my confession here.
I'm sorry.
But I want to say, Aaron GPT the last one, and that's not fair.
Yeah, it's not.
Even though that's her nickname,
it's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. Also, you have to roast off the top of your head. You have to.
Not off the top of your head.
Yes, you do.
From your own thoughts.
Yes, from your own thoughts.
From your own thoughts, not spur of the moment.
No,
top of your
right,
head.
But like...
Okay.
Yeah, but like you...
I was like, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
You're making me nervous.
Okay. I know, and I don't mean to. So this moment of coming clean also has to include an apology.
Ooh, who's it gonna be to?
Oh, whoa.
Tiak? I'm sorry. My son is at Creighton University.
Yeah.
And he's adopted some different lifestyle things as part of the university experience. And last time he was here, we went to Shields and we bought a bunch of stuff and he bought these UGG slipper things or whatever. And he bought like Nike sweatshirts and he bought all this stuff.
That's fine.
I bought a pair of UGG slippers and I am now a slipper person. And I have said some of the most horrible things to you about being a person who wears slippers. I belittled you. I made you sound like an old man. I said you were stupid for setting them the other way at the end of your bed so you could come out of bed and slip into them.
Which I do.
Hey, baller move, bro. I do too.
Oh my God.
It's what? They're the most comfortable slipper.
Are they the Ascot slippers? Do you know?
They're what like does black that mean? With like the trim, like it's got a cool
around
like
I'm trying to get those from my boyfriend.
Oh my God, they're the most comfortable. Yes. They're cheaper. They're not cheap.
They're not.
You can get them on Amazon for about the same price if you don't want to drive up to Shields. I was wrong. I don't normally say I was wrong. It is a light. I'm like, either go barefoot or put your damn shoes on. That's been my argument.
Yeah.
What? You didn't tell me I would be walking on clouds.
Yes.
You never said this to me.
The house shoe.
It is.
It's so good. I'm so happy.
You're now a never barefoot?
I will probably be barefoot again in the summer. But yes. I'm right. going sure. to say. Sure.
That is the way.
Do
the slippers go outside?
The slippers... There's a weird thing with the slippers, much like when you use like your towel to dry your private parts and then you have to dry your face and you just act like the towel.
You let it go. You're pretend like, that didn't just
the
happen.
The towel doesn't remember. But once I step out onto like the porch.
Yes.
But I don't go like outside. That somehow feels like it's not outside, but it is.
Like you
outside.
Don't take the trash to the street in them.
I've done it. Yeah, I've done it before, but it just feels like if you just do it quick.
It's his shoe. Like,
oh, to class
college,
and everything?
The UGG is the shoe.
The UGG slipper or the UGG?
The slipper.
Like they have no backs?
No. Your backs, it's a low back. It's still got a little bit of a rim, but it does look like a clog or whatever. You slip in and just, it grips just enough of your heel like a no-show sock.
He's going to have like shin problems.
Dude,
for that.
No, it's, oh my God, Erica, please.
I'm not really a slipper. I wear slippers at night when my feetsies are cold.
But
when I'm watching TV.
Can we get matching the Slacker Show slippers?
You guys.
So I'm out of the slipper club.
You could not possibly be more forgiven. I'm so happy. Welcome. Welcome to our side.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Something happened to me recently that I'm a little embarrassed to admit has me.
It happens to a lot of guys, man.
No.
Okay. It does. Seriously, you've been getting the ads. Why don't you just buy one of them?
Thank you.
Please tell me it's not that.
Fine, I'll talk about something else. I'm embarrassed at how shook I am from this incident. And you guys were with, so, okay. Recently, we were asked to speak at the College Broadcasters, Inc. They had their little their convention. Mm-hmm. And they wanted like real radio pros. And so they all said no. And so then
we were able to attrition.
Yeah. We were left and we were available. Yeah. So we spoke and it was downtown, which I don't go downtown that often, especially that area of downtown. It's a little like I just don't
what
end
do you
up
mean
there.
By that area.
I don't even know where I was.
See, yeah.
You were at
14th
like
and like stout. It wasn't hard.
I don't know where I am ever downtown still.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You don't?
I go down there like once a month. Mm-hmm.
But what?
I know how to get to Ball Arena, Coors Field, like all that. I know we're close. I don't jump on me. I know we were close, but I just don't. I'm not in that area where we were very often.
Okay.
So when we left, I was in my car and I'm driving and I was feeling great about myself because it's like we just spoke to the younger generation and they had great questions and
it was like.
We
inspired them to get the F out of radio.
It was invigorating. It was
like, we did it.
They were like, should we stay? And I was like, I wouldn't.
We. No.
That's the message I was trying to send. Did
that's
I not come off correctly?
I sent.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
So I'm driving and we come to a red light on and the streets down there. Come on. They're a little wonky.
I'm scared of what you're about to say.
How are they wonky? It's a grid.
They're so wonky. No, it's not.
It's not a grid.
It's 100%
not a
grid.
Right
it's a grid in some areas. And then I will say sometimes I get confused as to which ones are the one ways, but you figure it out.
Listen,
when you're there. It's not a big deal.
All of this city is a grid.
No.
All of it. The problem is just downtown itself, the grid is shifted just a little bit to
and
one
some
way.
Some of the streets go like this.
Yeah. It's like it's a rhombus. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, but it's just one part. It's just like downtown is just
that
just
one
a little
street
shifted.
Was like, and then I went under something and then I came out at the place we spoke.
So what street were you on?
She went through the convention center.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, you came through Belco. You drove through the Belco Theater where our Christmas, Alice in Winterland is.
Oh, I did see Belco.
By the way, tickets still available to see the one, the only, the master. Mm-hmm. That guy can sing his pee-pee off.
And he's going to do it.
He's good. Like, you could catch his, if it falls off, Teddy Swims junk is available. No, okay, but seriously, there are still... It's not all the way sold out, but if you wait till Christmas, you're not going to go. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be the guy who's
Christmas
like
Christmas is also after it.
Yeah, hard selling it, Christmas. But like
but on December 6th.
And it's cool because it's on it's a Saturday this year. Nor a lot of times it's not this year.
We had it even on a Wednesday, which like we still got a party and we're fine because we don't have to be to work till 3.
Right.
But like, nothing else to do.
Okay.
Belco Theater. So you went through the DCPA for 2 seconds and you act like that somehow
terrifying.
Like the portal to Narnia.
The streets are wobbly.
It's dark, it's kind of a tunnel.
But that's the moment you're going from straight to the rhombus.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened anyways, to T-Hat? Yeah.
Right. So I'm at the red light, and a woman pulls up next to me, and she rolls her window down and is kind of like, hey, trying to get my attention.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, where's my Sharpie? You know, like, what am I going to sign for?
Where's my Sharpie?
I think I have a silver one in the car somewhere.
And because so she thinks you're...
I don't know.
So Jason Momoa's less attractive can you let step him cousin. Speak? No.
I was hoping.
Well, he...
Maybe she heard the
speak.
Show.
Let him speak when he starts with, where's my Sharpie? I'm going to let him... Okay.
I roll my window down and I go, hi, what? And she says, you don't have any brake lights. Your brake lights aren't on. You just have the one strip on the top and your brake lights. And so I immediately, my head deflates. Like, oh, okay. Thanks for telling me. Now I am 40 miles from my house with this information. And so I am just panicked, paranoid the whole way. I'm like, what's going on? My brake light? What's going on? Why would they both go out? That's
I'm
weird.
I'm trying to think, because when we left the panel thing, it was literally Erica's car, Hack's car, or no. You were first.
I was first.
Erica's car, Hack's car, my car. We followed each other for a little bit. And I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. I
noticed that. Aaron ran a red light.
Oh, that it was
I
yellow.
That I stopped at.
You were going too slow.
That's when we changed orders.
You were going too slow.
Okay.
So the whole ride home, I'm paranoid. I'm like, I don't have brake lights.
The whole I'm going to get pulled over.
Yeah, people on the highway, they're not going to slam into me because they can't see that I'm going. I'm just like, this is terrible news. But why would both?
How often do you hit your brakes on the highway, Nancy? You're on the highway.
What if there's traffic?
Then you're all just stopped. There's not a lot of...
I don't know. I'm just... It was daytime. So, but I'm paranoid the whole way home. I finally get home and I get my wife out. And I'm like, I tell her the story about the lady telling me about my lights. And I'm like, I need you out here. So I'm in the car and I'm testing them. And she's looking at them and she's saying, I see all your lights.
Yeah.
I see all of them.
Oh my God, dude.
I don't know what's...
Do
what's,
you know what that was?
What?
They were going to jump you.
Oh.
Huh?
What?
I thought she was going to hit on him.
No.
You think she was waiting for him to pull over?
Yeah, it was like, you don't have any brake lights, so he's going to pull over.
And she's going to steal his car.
Not her, but some other people are like right there.
Oh my gosh, you have reason to be so concerned.
If the brake lights work, what would be the motivation for telling him they don't work?
Where was this exactly?
Right after you ran the red light, wherever that was, it was like the next light.
Like 14th and Champa, probably.
You guys were gone. I had lost you by that. I was way too
slow. Oh my gosh, and then you're panicked. You're alone.
It was a scam.
You think that's what
it
is?
It was a scam.
Even more apparent. So
if the brake lights worked when you got home, then why wouldn't they be working at the other place?
I just thought you said you, like, I thought you were going to say you went down a wrong way, one-way street.
No. It was even, so now the whole, my wife tells me your lights are fine. So then I'm fine. I'm driving it. But then it gets in my head a little bit that it's like, well, I haven't seen them on. Are you sure? Did she see him? Why would that lady tell me that they were out if they weren't out? Unless I never thought about getting jumped.
That's they're trying to get you to
pull thought about getting hit on. Jumped is way more likely.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I've got a story about perhaps the worst place to commit a crime.
Hmm. Okay.
I've got a story. It's just not worth it.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida.
Let's go! Let's go! Yes! Go!
That is the energy he would like from all of us.
Let's go!
Yep. Okay. So this woman in that state was arrested.
She's learning. Yikes.
She was arrested. And it's really like, what's the big deal? She was going double the speed limit. She was going 107 in a 55.
By the way, it's 3 miles an hour short of double the speed limit.
Okay. But basically, and
are you a lawyer? Are you?
It's possible. It's possible she had a good reason.
Yes.
Except
she had a poop.
Nope. Except the cops were talking to her, and she was like, "Look, I'm just trying to get to Little Caesars before it closes at midnight."
Oh,
pizza!
It's hot and ready. She
did not get her pizza. Oh. She was not hot and ready, except. For jail. She was booked for reckless driving and was later released on bond.
Double the speed limit, though, makes sense now. 55-55. Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Doing twice.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay. Jail. My story? Is that of the UK?
Oh, bloody hell!
Ow! Ow! It was a 20-year-old man. He was on his way to court.
Man, your accent.
I can say
it's so bad. It's so bad.
He's on his way to court. He pulled off at the security checkpoint on his way to court. He said, hello, love.
Hello, governor.
What should I do with this marijuana I've got in my trousers?
He
had a lump.
He came to court with his... Okay.
Yeah, with the drug in his pocket.
Okay.
Thought it was kind of a safe place. I'm here for something else, but what do I do with this?
I'm here.
I know I can't bring it in.
Right.
What? You hold it, maybe? They said no.
No.
No. He was arrested again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Busted, buddy. Big
time. You can't. Not allowed.
Not allowed to bring the weed to court.
What was he going to court for?
It doesn't say. I want to say weed.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say.
All right. Yeah.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.